And now, non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.
Is this the last call for unicorns to go public? Public markets have been very volatile. The forecast for 2019 is foggy and choppy at best. So where does this leave some of the unicorn companies that have not yet gone public? Well, in December, Tencent Music had a successful public offering. Kind of ironic that a Chinese music company in the middle of the trade wars did so well, but their stock was up considerably by the end of the first trading day. What we've got left are some of the big names. Uber, considering $120 billion valuation IPO. Lyft is already filed for first quarter of 2019. Airbnb is rumored to be filing by mid-2019 and just announced its intent to go directly into the real estate development business. But will other unicorns file, like the $45 billion valued WeWork is raising from SoftBank, or will they continue to stay private? Well, what is an IPO anyway? An IPO is an initial public offering of securities. It's when a company will no longer be governed by private agreements, but now be expected to conduct itself with public governance standards, trading standards, and other legal requirements that come primarily from a set of laws that were passed right after the 1929 stock crash. We have the Securities Act of 1933 and the Securities Exchange Act of 1934, which basically governs all offerings of securities for companies that want to trade publicly. There are a wide variety of costs and benefits, living life in a fishbowl, living life from quarter to quarter. The compliance costs of being a public company is very significant. It's an interesting time to make predictions about whether or not a company should go public or stay private. I would keep a close eye on the markets, whether you're listening as a executive of a company thinking about an IPO or whether you're just trading stocks and trying to figure out what the next hot stock will be. Time will tell if these IPOs are successful and if we're at the end of this cycle. But clearly the appetite for high-flying tech stocks is beginning to soften, so proceed with caution.
That was your non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.